Mr. Apocalypse is coming. He's rising into view just like the sun. He's bringing living truth and bringing freedom. And a wake-up call designed for everyone. Might be the very thing you've been longing for. Or it might be the very last thing on your mind. It could be something that you sent on ahead of you. Or it could be something you left behind.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that express his reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let's take a trip across the pond and this week's comments from Les Visible.
Hello, and good day, my friends. It is Easter Sunday, and so welcome to the Saucer Pod and Dog Poet Transmitting. Many greetings from the Sirius Cluster and the Arcturian Brotherhood on this special and timeless day, where we celebrate the resurrection of the light, which has come along for long before we started keeping track of it this time. I almost didn't do this broadcast for reasons unknown to me. It's become a labor now and again, and my life is changing so much these days I can hardly keep track of the changes, much less myself. I should be in the zone these days. So many things are going right, and that's usually where I start to go wrong, because it is hard to imagine myself when I'm not up against something. It has gone on for so long that I'm used to it. It is as if it were programmed into my flesh. What I am also noticing these days is that I'm stronger than I've ever been and able to recover from just about anything with speed. I'm talking about rate of movement, not a drug. As if I would really go in that direction anyway. But one needs to watch what they say, because everything can be taken so many ways. In any case, let me not spend too much time talking about myself. This is not my day unless it happens to me. Got up at 4:30 this morning. It always seems to happen on Easter for some reason. Still dark out as this is recorded, and I suppose that is some kind of connection to Easter anyway, because it is always dark before it gets light. The Master is awake, as he always is, and traveling from place to place as his victory over death and ignorance is celebrated around the world wherever people gather to that effect. It seems like we hear a lot more about Muslims than Christians these days, and we always hear too much about those others who are caught up in the celebration of their own particular faith, which is not so much a faith as it is a process of getting it on in the material world. I've come to understand that there are people who want more of certain things than others, and even when others want it too, they're less successful at getting them, and we're all less successful about the other side of the story. Well, not all of us, just most of us. On Easter, I celebrate my own potential as well as yours, too. I have yet to find myself with a real reason for it, but I try. Every year it comes around, and every year I wake up at the same time or around about it and try to do what I can to get the attention of the one I have searched for more than I have searched for anything else. Oh, there have been moments, but it always turned back into the pedestrian sooner or later. It's been a long walk, and I personally feel no closer, but maybe I am, and I just don't know it. Maybe we are all closer, but we just don't know it. Easter makes you think about stuff like this, or not. Many people think it's about Easter bunnies and ham, and maybe some kind of sporting event or one of those rare moments of church attendance and women wearing funny hats. I'm guessing that doesn't impress Jesus very much, but maybe it is better than nothing because, like Luke says, sometimes nothing is a real cool hand. Although I'm guessing he was talking about poker and not Jesus. I shouldn't be pessimistic. I feel like I'm being honest, but sometimes they're both the same. The way I see it, my glass is more than half full. What I don't know is how big the glass is. Still dark out, and my friend is going to the boardwalk for a sunrise service. I'm sitting here working on my own sunrise, and my fervent prayer is that the sun rises in your heart today. That is where it happens, after all. The sun has to rise in our hearts. It doesn't have to do anything to do with anything outside ourselves, though we often think it does. Give me a sign. Give me a sign. I believe it is in those moments when we cannot see or feel much at all that we make the most progress. Sometimes it all comes down to faith, certitude, and determination. Even if we see no results, it is fortitude, though, that carries us through, although we wouldn't get far without the other three. Sometimes people say it is persistence or just showing up, but whether you call it fortitude or persistence, you do have to show up. If you don't show up, then how will whatever you're waiting on show up either? Jesus was the avatar of this passing age. Some will say he is the avatar of every age, first, last, and always. Even before Abraham was I. He said that. I am the Alpha and Omega. Maybe he said that or someone said it through him. When you link up with the everlasting, you can say things like that. On the tree of life, Jesus is the central Sephiroth. Tipareth, also known as beauty. Right in the center there, running down the central column. The impulse comes down from Kether, the crown, and that is the ineffable, so far as it can ever be known. From there, it runs through Tipareth to Yesud and Malkuth, also known as foundation and the material sphere. In that sense, and in the sense of ageless wisdom, the same cycle repeats over and over. There may be different souls that act through the vehicle of the regent. For instance, the position of Lord Surya, who is the sun god, is presently being filled by Lord Vipassvan. He has that job for 400 million years. 400 million years of shining through the vehicle of Lord Surya. It's hard to imagine, isn't it? Jesus was a man, though no longer. Christ is a station. Vipassvan was a man, though no longer. Lord Surya is a station. All the avatars are sun gods, so whatever religion they appear to come out of, they are adapted to the needs of the time they appear in. Krishna came around at one point, and Christ came around at another. One can hardly fail to catch the syntactical, is that a word? Syntactical connection between the words of Krishna and Christ. They sound a little bit too much like each other to be coincidental. The artifacts and tenets of religion are only important to the religious, who like all that dogma and cant. Those things don't matter to me at all. I'm more into the direct experience of the spirit itself than I am into all the names and details. For most, these names and details are the important thing. Like they say, the devil is in the details. But I just heard someone say today that God is in the details. Gets confusing sometimes. I've come to understand that instability is the greatest liability, or mine anyway. I have a friend who lives outside of Philadelphia, and we've known each other 40 years ago or so, and he was always stable and I was unstable. I had flights of genius as a result, but they were inconsistent. I fell by the wayside many a time. He always motored on, and as a result, he has substantial assets today and is highly respected as both a man and an artist. I do not have that cachet like he does, or the slow but dependable routine of days that follow in some kind of order. There's something to be said about being unpredictable, but you can run into snags and brambles, and Maybe it's better in the long run to just be consistent. By this time, I don't know anymore. It seems like I got close to the ineffable. We talk a lot anyway. Not so much lately in recent days, but when you get busy, you can forget the one who is always busy doing the important things while we wind up messing around outside the margins. I know how disjointed this broadcast must seem and how off track it might appear, but I'm actually talking about Easter and resurrection, and sometimes you have to approach it all from a different direction. Sometimes when you ramble around, if you don't get to the point, maybe the point gets to you. Maybe all the reckless abandon is proof of a certain measure of passion and love. And maybe the tortoise and the hare both get there by different routes. But they still get there all the same. The point of ageless wisdom is that it is ageless and timeless. That means it does not change from one point to another. It's always the same. It is ageless, and it is timeless, and it is always the same. And the same wardens, or guardians, if you prefer, protect the theft of the secrets from the dark side. Occasionally they steal something useful, and from that black magic emerges. But the true secrets of the light cannot be stolen, because you need a certain mindset to be able to wield it. If you don't have that, then it cannot be stolen or conferred. This is the thing with all the designs of what we call evil. Evil cannot accomplish what the light does. All it can do is spread darkness, and it can only spread this where it gets believed in. And that can only be accomplished by fear. And love will always be greater than fear, and they cannot both occupy the same space at the same time. It is simple physics, if one can understand that, and it is clear metaphysics, should one be so inclined to believe it. It proves itself up and down and sideways all the time, but hardly anyone sees it. Everything worth knowing lives in a cloud of unknowing, and everything else is whatever appears on the billboards of any time. Whether the media is a manifestation of the town criers, or whether it is electronic and digital, it's still always some form of fabrication. Only that which lives in our hearts is real, and that is only real if we are. And that is why I love Easter, because it is an annual affirmation of the very best within us. And it comes up here and there and changes lives utterly. And I live in the hope and promise of that. We all do. We may not know this, but it is so. This year, the lies are more proliferating than ever, because this is one of those years when we celebrate the worst of our kind by pretending that what they say is real, and by voting for always, well, what seems like the lesser of two evils. I can't make head or tails of the illusion of choice. Seems to be in hands so much greater than my own, or no hands at all. Anyway, it depends on what you think and feel, according to what it is you want. The worst of it is getting it, because we are all too often, well, we all too often want the wrong things. And there is no way to identify the right things if your values are skewered, and in times of material darkness, they almost always are. It sets the truthful and mystical among us at odds with all the rest. Life is an ongoing conundrum. It is a farcical enigma, which is only puzzling because we try to read more into it than there is, because far too often we bend our understanding and vision to accommodate what we think we want. And we find out it wasn't what we wanted after all. Easter is a celebration of what is possible in a world where it seems impossible. It is not. It is both possible and real, but the doubts created in our hearts because of compromised attractions restricts our ability to ascend. In the end, the ineffable proves more powerful than our reluctance or whatever ballast holds us down. We will ascend. It is only a matter of time and a confrontation with eternity or the appearance thereof. My dear friends, we've come to the end of another broadcast, and I will see you next week if there is one. In the meantime, may this day bring surprises and unexpected joy to each and every one of us in the best of all possible ways. That said, hail Lord Jesus Christ, Hare Krishna, Om Amitabha. Greetings, my dear friend Lord Ganesh. Much love, Lady Nature. Allah Akbar. Carry on, Baha'u'llah. Aloha and Rude.
Yeah. He's strong and tall and slender, and he's got a walking stick. You'll be changed forever if you get hit by it. He's coming for the Zionists and all their bankers too. If you don't behave yourself, he's coming after you. There's no way to stop him. You can't be bribed or bought. And he's sweeter than the air in spring, and meaner than you thought. You're the deer inside his headlights, if you're the kind that hunts by night. And no one stays anonymous when he gets you in his sights. Mr. Apocalypse is coming, oh yeah. He's rising into view just like the sun. He's bringing live and truth, he's bringing freedom. And a wake-up call designed for everyone. He's here. Mr. Apocalypse is here.
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the OnSIG Radio Network of Stations.